It's the Sideline View on a Saturday, and boy, we are heading towards that warmer weather, which means the cricket season is not too far away. We want to have a word to our cricket guru, Ken Healy. It's been a while. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, Andrew. How are you going?
Not too bad. You're looking forward to the summer? We've got Ashes to look forward to.
Yeah, it should be outstanding, mate. I think it's going to be a bit one-sided, but I think it's going to be a great series.
How do you feel when the media comes out and says things like it's the worst England team that's been named to come to Australia? Does that not put a bit of a worry into you?
Oh, they'll still be competitive, but I just can't see them scoring the runs they need to. Mind you, that's been said about Australia before, and they had a whitewash in 1989, I think it was, when they were termed the worst team to come to Australia. So I think they're not going to be. They're going to be competitive, but I just can't see them getting over Australia, unfortunately.
Ken, does Australia have a bit of work to do? Given what happened last year, you know, we had that series against the Indians by the throat and they took it away from us.
Yeah, they did, but they're a different side. India are a quality unit all around there. Gone are the days where they had strong batters and their fielding was terrible and their bowling was only average. They're an extremely good all-round team. And England without Stokes especially, and Archer's a massive loss for them. I just don't think they're going to have that all-round power which they're going to need to combat Australia, especially with the bat. And you know, we have a world-class bowling unit as well.
Are you expecting anybody different to the Australian side, or is the test team pretty much already picked?
I don't think so. I mean, there's conjecture around Tim Payne and his performances, but I think he'll play. Whether he's there long term or not, that's another story. But I think it's going to be a fairly similar lineup. But you know, there's a lot of guys in Shield cricket piling on runs too. So you know, Travis Head's one who got 230 in a one day game yesterday. So you know, there's going to be some pressure brought on from the perimeter of the selection table, but that's only going to be a good thing for Australia. That's just going to make them stronger.
And do you think there's too much pressure on Justin Langer? There seems to be reports in the paper all the time that his position is in jeopardy if Australia doesn't play well.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to win the Ashes, put it that way. There's a lot of conjecture, there's a lot of leaks coming out of that unit, which is a disappointing thing. Like when you're in a team environment, you know, anything that goes on, you want to keep in that environment. But with social media these days, and possibly nothing different was going on in other years, except you've got social media now. So it's a lot easier to get this out. And unfortunately, you know, it's happening. And whether you agree with it or not, it's actually out there. So, but I feel he's going to have to win the Ashes here, or he'll be under serious pressure.
Would it be a bad thing even if we did have a change? I mean, sometimes it's not bad to have a refresh as the coach, isn't it?
Yeah, it can. And Darren Lehman's always said it's a real five-year job.
Yeah.
And no one should be in there for more than 5 years, and no one knows better than him. So so I think it's a five-year term, and then you get some fresh ideas in there. But that's the strength of a good coach. I mean, you look at someone like Wayne Bennett or Craig Bellamy in the NRL, and they've reinvented themselves over and over and over and again, you know, over such a long period of time, yet we're sort of talking about a guy who's not been in there that long and we're sort of wanting to move him on. So, you know, I think good coaches are ones that can keep reinventing themselves. It's a full-time job and it's their livelihood. So, you know, that's what makes a good coach from an average one, I guess.
Well, it's a great point because your message has to change, because if you're just saying the same thing to players over and over after they've learnt that, what else is there to learn?
Well, that's right. That's why they've got to keep up to speed and, as I said, reinventing themselves. And if he's not, then there's going to be a problem. But and, you know, gone are the days where he can coach as he played. You know, the players these days are so much different to what they were when he played. So he's a very strong individual and strong-minded individual. But if he coaches the way he played, you know, he'd lose the team in an instant. But he obviously doesn't, because he's had a lot more success in first-class cricket and in the test arena. But as I said, he's just got to keep reinventing himself, and you just can't be rolling over the same stuff again and again.
We've got the T20 World Cup not too far away. Is Australia a chance? Do we take T20 serious enough as a nation?
We definitely take it serious enough, but I don't think our performance is consistent enough.
Yeah.
And especially with the bat, I said we're too happy to, you know, have a Glenn Maxwell get 50 once in 10 bats. You know, we've got to become more consistent with the bat and we've got to become more competitive through both. We're too happy, I believe we're too happy with getting average performances and certainly one really good one in every five or six games, and that's not going to win you a tournament. So if they can gain some consistency with both bat and ball, we're certainly good enough in the field, then we'll be competitive. But I just haven't seen the consistency in that game, which has caused our demise on for a few years in it now.
Well, there's a fine line in T20, isn't it? I mean, things can be going along perfectly for you, then a couple of wickets, and you just can't get your way back. It's a real razor's edge kind of sport these days.
Absolutely, and it turns on a dime, you know. It can turn so quickly. So, you know, that's where the consistency's got to be there. And unfortunately, we just haven't had that. And, you know, there's not a lot of consistency in the big bash overall either. You'll see guys having 3, 4, 5, you know, good innings is in 14, and that's acceptable in there.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that go to 8 or 9 innings is in 14, and then I think you'll see consistent results turn around.
One thing's for sure, you've got plenty of cricket to watch in the next few months, and we'll keep up to date on a regular basis with our cricket guru, Ken Healy. Mate, thanks for joining us on the Sideline View.
No problem, Andrew.